proudly sponsored by Manhattan Broadcasting Company.
Back here on In Focus, News Radio K-Man. Going to have just a couple minutes left here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, assistant professor in the Department of Communication Studies here at Kansas State University here. I know the semester just got started here. Are you working on any interesting projects here this semester?
Yeah, well, kind of in this vein, I have two classes this semester. They're both working on different kind of community projects, and one of them is going to be focusing on how do we foster these kinds of conversations, these kind of, I don't want to just use language bipartisan, but how do we kind of talk across difference, whatever that might be, particularly as it relates to kind of the campus community. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is that's going to be a little bit more community focused is going to be, I think, working with the city. I've talked to a couple of the commissioners. There's some interest in thinking about how do we have some community conversations around issues of speeding and safety. Kind of realizing this over the holiday break, I was out with my family with kids on the bikes and interacting with some neighbors, and they were lamenting the fact that cars were driving by really fast as all of our little kids were out there kind of playing. And so, like, you know, as a friend of ours said, gosh, it'd be really nice if something could happen about this. I was like, well, things can be done, or we could at least begin some conversations in this vein. So long story short, we're going to see about having some students help organize some of those discussions that can be complementary to what the city through the planning department and through RCPD, using some of their data to figure out how we might address some of those concerns that people in the different neighborhoods have.
And that's so important. Dialogue. People don't realize they can make change happen just by a little bit of dialogue, going to a meeting or some sort.
Well, that's what I said. I was saying it to a friend who's also a parent of some little kids, and she was commenting. She's like, gosh, it'd be really nice if we could do something. I was like, well, there are ways you can, right? It doesn't have to just be this, gosh, I wish something would happen. And I would encourage, all the listeners, if there are things you really care about, to utilize the structures in place, the commission meetings, you can go and kind of voice your concerns. You can do that kind of individually, but if there are larger ways to kind of align with other people and think about some collective efforts, like those are the things that I think usually have a little bit more maybe staying power or an ability. But the other thing is, and that goes back to my point earlier, local politics is at a more human level. So you can call up your representatives. You can talk to them. You can kind of get information from their perspective. And, they'll have their own concerns and views. But they also are really sympathetic and want to hear what's going on in the communities. And so for us, I made a phone call to one in particular. And they said, yeah, this is really important. How can we be helpful to you? And so all of a sudden, where I was trying to do this learning experience for students across all different disciplines over at K-State, I think you're going to have a chance to see how local government works, what are the obstacles, what are the challenges, and also what are the possibilities to figure out some of the things that people care about. And so you can ask me come April or May how some of this turns out, but the plan is throughout the semester to work on those two different projects in those classes. And my hope is that people then see politics being something that's real and impactful and significant in their lives.
All right. Well, it's been a lot of fun here, Dr. Schaefer. Appreciate you coming out here. We'll talk to you again next month.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
All right. Thank you much, gentlemen. Moving up on 10 a.m., the rest of the lineup for the day includes the Clark Howard Show next hour, followed by Rush, Dan Patrick, Wildcat Insider, and The Game at 4.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank.